This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly all of Colorado is in severe drought or worse. Dave Simmerall with the Federal Drought Monitor says dryness has intensified across the southwest U.S., especially western and central parts of Colorado. Plus, exceptional drought hit Kiowa County near the Kansas border.
We've been getting reports from ranchers in that area of conditions, and essentially there's just no grass growing at all. So folks are having to get supplemental hay and feed for their cattle.
Simmerall says Colorado has gotten only half of the normal monsoon rainfall for this time of year. A powerful Republican state lawmaker is suing Governor Polis and public health agencies over last month's executive order that requires masks inside most public places. CPR's John Daly reports.
House Minority Leader Patrick Neville is joined in the suit by Michelle Malkin, a conservative activist who lives in El Paso County. In a press release sent out Wednesday, Neville said Polis's executive orders have been, quote, devastating to Coloradans. Neville, who represents a district in Douglas County, accused the governor of costing jobs and abusing his power. In a short reply, the governor's office says Polis is not on the side of the coronavirus, but on the side of Coloradans. Medical experts credit masks with helping limit the spread of COVID-19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
93 degrees, it's sunny in Grand Junction, 92 partly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.